friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Iowa man wins the lottery, then gets to his car and realizes he no longer has the ticket. Written by Heather Riggleman, read by Julie Provost. An Iowa man wins the lottery, then gets to his car and realizes he no longer has the ticket. Where could it be? In a plot twist that could only be divinely scripted, an Iowa pastor's journey to winning the lottery took an unexpected detour that left us questioning how he could have left this winning lottery ticket behind. Meet Kevin Frey, a 64-year-old pastor whose recent escapade with Lady Luck had more twists and turns than a Sunday sermon. Picture this, Kevin, usually the epitome of calm and collected, was positively beside himself after discovering he had won a staggering $500,000 from a scratch game. I was so excited and flustered that I left the ticket inside of the Casey's store and went out to the car and started calling everybody, Kevin confessed. We know God provides for all our needs. We rely on Him, especially when things are tight. But when we were left scratching our heads wondering how Kevin could forget the ticket, apparently, in his jubilation, Kevin did leave the store without the ticket. Like Jonah, who was unexpectedly swallowed by a giant fish, Kevin's forgetfulness left him equally dumbfounded. Kevin's excitement over his lottery win seemed to momentarily cloud his judgment, causing him to leave behind his ticket. Kevin dashed back into the store, fervently praying for divine intervention. And lo and behold, lottery luck continued to be on the pastor's side. The clerk handed over the ticket with a sheepish grin, just glad to be part of the divine comedy unfolding before her. The lottery winner in Iowa found his missing ticket. She was so flustered, she forgot to give it to me the first time, so we finally got it on the right page, Kevin shared, his relief palpable enough to rival in the joy of discovering an extra piece of pie at the church potluck. As Kevin joyously claimed his prize and dreamt of future plans to retire in your family in Des Moines, he couldn't help but chuckle at the absurdity of it all. That moment, the lottery winner in Iowa realized that sometimes God's blessings come in the most unexpected and unprayerously funny ways. And if anyone asked, he was adding a dash of excitement to his Sunday sermon. After all, who needs a sermon illustration when you've got a winning lottery ticket left behind in a store? And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Man wants to honor the 4-year-old he lost, and the meaning behind this dad's tattoo is so tragic. Written by Julie Provost, read by Julie Provost. The story behind this dad's tattoo is heartbreaking, but it's also quite a lovely tribute to his daughter who passed away from cancer. Losing a child is one of the hardest things a parent might have to go through. This father found a way to remember her. He posted on Instagram sharing a photo of the drawing and tattoo with the caption, "My daughter passed away from cancer. Before she died, she made this drawing for me. Now I wear it on my skin." The dad's tattoo matches the drawing exactly. It is a heart in a circle with "I love you, Dad" written in a child's handwriting. He can always look at the tattoo, always remember the drawing, and hold it close to his heart. The tattoo is a memory he will always carry with him. The dad's tattoo was pretty popular with people in the comments. "This pulled on my heartstrings. Sorry for your loss, man. Beautiful tattoo. I do the same. I think it's beautiful. I did the same thing. I contemplated getting the whole message, "I love you, Mom," Christian, but in the end, I just got his name. I love it. Although we know that his daughter is no longer in pain and is in the arms of Jesus, we can also take comfort in knowing that with the dad's tattoo, he found a wonderful way to honor her and never forget the love the two had together while she was still alive. Prayers to this family as they mourn the loss of their precious child. In my father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. John 14:2.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.